At the school lunch table, Matt and four friends huddled together, focusing intently on a stack of papers and speaking with purpose. Five teenage boys having heated discussions over lunch may not seem unusual, but they're not discussing sports or music groups. Instead, Matt and his friends are examining the financial statements for their company and arguing over the best method to reduce expenses and increase net income. Although he can barely drive, Matt founded and operates a custom shoe design business that began as part of a youth incubator program in East Palo Alto. This program combines the basics of financial management with the fundamentals of entrepreneurship. Students develop a business plan and eventually pitch their ideas to venture capitalists and business executives. But before they get a chance at funding, students must master the financial skills necessary to keep their business solvent. Over the past few years, this business incubator has exploded, revealing that students are hungry to learn what it takes to succeed in business and willing to work hard to get there. This enthusiasm about financial literacy couldn't come at a better time. More people than ever can't manage basic personal finances. A recent survey by Harvard Business School and Dartmouth College revealed that over 60% of Americans do not understand how to manage basic credit card debt or home loans. And it's not just a problem for teenagers or blue-collar families. Research by Anna Maria Lusardi at Dartmouth shows that even those with a college degree don't have an understanding of basic finance ideas. With the subprime mortgage crisis rippling through our economy and credit card debt hitting $2.2 trillion last year, this staggering level of financial illiteracy poses a significant threat to our national economy and to individual welfare. Unless we encourage programs like the one that motivated Matt, the economic and personal crisis so many Americans face will not be an exception, it will be the rule. With a Perspective, I'm Michael Stahl.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.